Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
I'm so glad you've joined us on this Monday. Hope you've had a great Thanksgiving weekend. We're starting a new series this week called Facing the Future, and I cannot tell you how happy I am that this is what we're going to be talking about. I mean, you know, as we look around our world today, there is war in the Middle East, there's recently been bombings and all types of things in Israel. People are wondering about the future. And of course, with all the films and all the apocalyptic thinking, people are wondering, is this the end times? Is Jesus coming back? Is every time there's a suicide bomb in Israel, people wonder if it's the end of the world? And as we all know, there's been some wacko thinking. I sometimes joke that's my favorite biblical word, wacko thinking, about what's going on in the world and what's happening in the news and what it all means. And I'm so glad to have the calm, wise, biblical voice of Derek Prince teaching me from the scriptures about what the future holds and how we should face the future. And what I love about this series is that Derek's going to talk to us more about the attitude we ought to have as believers towards the future than about the specifics of date setting and when Jesus is coming back, which, by the way, is the one thing Jesus told us we wouldn't know. So let's get right to it. This is going to be a great series. Get a pad, get a pencil, plan to be with us as we talk about facing the future.
Throughout human history, men have always desired to know what the future holds. Traditionally, they've sought this knowledge in ways that go beyond what man can discover merely by reason or by his senses. Ways such as astrology, oracles, fortune-telling, and various forms of mysticism. Man's attempts to obtain knowledge of the future in these ways have proved elusive and deceptive. In more recent times, man has also sought this kind of knowledge of the future in more sophisticated and scientific ways. Studies and surveys have been made by experts in various fields. In recent decades, the help of computers has been extensively invoked. The published results of such studies as these have often proved thought-provoking and helpful. Nevertheless, it's obvious that there are many unknown contingencies which no human mind or system can foresee, and which could radically affect the ongoing course of events. For this reason, none of these studies can be accepted as fully reliable. There remains a third source to which we may look for insight into the future. This third source is the Bible, and it is to the Bible that we will be looking for that insight into the future. In my talks this week, the first thing we need to see is that the Bible definitely offers light to those who study it and obey it. It makes many such claims. We'll look only at one such claim in Psalm 119, verse 105, where the psalmist says to the Lord, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." God's word provides light for our feet and light for our path. In other words, it always shows us where to put the next step. It may not always show us a long way ahead, but we are never left to walk in darkness. What a tremendous blessing that is. I hope you appreciate that if you really study and obey your Bible, you'll never be left walking in darkness. Specifically, in the Bible, God claims to foretell the future. The God that foretells the future is the one that can see us safely through the future. And that's the God of the Bible. And then again in Isaiah 46, verses 9 through 10. "Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please." There's a very clear claim. God says, right from the beginning, I know what the end will be. And I declare it, and I have a purpose revealed in my word, and that purpose will stand. It will work out the way I've said it will be. That's very clear, specific language. Furthermore, God in the Bible rejects the claim of other sources of information for the future, such as astrologers, fortune tellers, and so on, of whom, of course, there were multitudes in biblical days, just as there are today. This is what the Lord says about these alternative sources of information in Isaiah 44, verses 24 through 26. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who has made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself, who foils the signs of false prophets and makes fools of diviners or fortune tellers, who overthrows the learning of the wise and turns it into nonsense, who carries out the words of his servants and fulfills the predictions of his messengers. There's the contrast. When God's servants predict, God stands behind it and sees that it happens. When other people from other sources make predictions, God says he'll turn them upside down and make them look foolish. Let me just repeat that one verse I read already from Isaiah 46:10. It's so emphatic. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. That's Almighty God speaking. He created the heavens, he created the earth, he created man, and he's in full control of all that he created. The Bible not merely claims to predict the future, but more important than that, it has a record of proven correctness over many centuries. There are many, many things in the Bible which were predicted long before they ever happened, and which have taken place exactly as the Bible said they would. There are so many areas of fulfilled prophecy, we cannot look into them all. I'm going to deal briefly just with two themes. The first is the life of Jesus Christ. I want to say this. The Bible predicted every significant event of the life of Jesus in its prophecy in the Old Testament in accurate detail, concerning each one of which it says that it happened that the Scripture might be fulfilled. You see, not merely does the Bible predict, but in a certain sense, it has control over what's going to happen.
You know what I love about this teaching is the balance. On the one hand, we're going to avoid extremes, we're going to avoid occult sort of interpretations. On the other hand, we understand that people with the Spirit of God inside of them are best able to deal with the issues of the future and anticipate the future. It's exciting. It gives us confidence. Stay with us. There's more coming on Derek Prince, Legacy Radio.
Government leaders and policies can greatly affect God's people and their ability to carry out the Great Commission. But what can one believer do? Can a single saint change the course of history? Derek Prince says, yes. Few Bible teachers in modern times have had a deeper understanding of how prayer and fasting work together to change circumstances than did Derek Prince. That is why one of Derek's most consistently influential books is Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. As you read through its pages, you'll discover the little taught secrets of moving mountains that have inspired and influenced countless other Bible teachers and intercessors. With it, you can become a history shaper. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. To order your own copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting for only $12.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince had a deep and biblical understanding of the power of prayer. He saw firsthand how God will partner with willing believers. Discover how the same keys that move princes and presidents will also bring God's perfect will into your life. Order your own copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're in a fascinating series with Derek Prince called Facing the Future. I'm so excited about what Derek's about to talk about that I almost don't want to say anything. I've long understood from Scripture that the word mysteries does not mean in the Bible things to be kept from us, but things to be revealed. And Derek's going to teach us about that right now. Let's listen.
Here are 18 specific events in the life of Jesus. His birth of a virgin, his birth at Bethlehem, his flight into Egypt, his dwelling at Nazareth, his being anointed by the Holy Spirit, his ministry in Galilee, his healing of the sick, the rejection of his teaching and his miracles by the Jews, his use of parables, his being betrayed by a friend, his being forsaken by his disciples, his being hated without a cause, his being condemned with criminals, his garments being parted and divided by lot, his being offered vinegar for his thirst, his body being pierced without his bones being broken, his being buried in a rich man's tomb, his rising from the dead on the third day. So there's 18 points in which the Bible was absolutely correct concerning the life of Jesus. Now, the other example I want to look at briefly is the nation of Israel, the history of Israel. The prophecies of Israel in the Bible are far too numerous to list. Suffice it to say that the Bible has accurately predicted the course of Israel's history for the past 3,500 years. And here are seven specific aspects of Israel's history, all of which were predicted in the Bible. First, Israel's conquest of the land of Canaan. Second, the destruction of both the first and the second temple. Third, Israel's exile in Babylon and their return from Babylon. Fourth, their subsequent dispersal as exiles among all nations. Fifth, their persecutions and sufferings during their dispersal. Sixth, the preservation of a remnant in spite of all attempts to destroy them. Seventh, their regathering from all nations to a restored state in the land of Israel. The predictions of the Bible concerning Israel and Jesus are only two out of many examples of predictions made by the Bible thousands of years ago that have been and are still being accurately fulfilled in every detail. In the light of the Bible's proven record of correct prediction, it's both logical and practical to examine other important predictions of the Bible which relate to events that are still in the future. This is what I'll be doing in this series of talks on Facing the Future. Remember, if we study and obey the Bible, we do not need to walk in darkness. The matter that I'm going to be talking about is the kind of attitude with which we should face the future. You see, in many different circumstances, the attitude with which we approach a given situation has a lot to do with what we actually experience in the situation. And this is definitely true in connection with our attitude toward the future. It will have a lot to do with what we actually experience as the future unfolds. Now, I want to say that the Bible gives us solid, objective grounds for facing the future as optimists and not as pessimists. When we look out in the light of the Bible on the human scene today, we can say the glass of history is half full, not half empty. By which I mean that we can say the purposes of God, clearly predicted in the Bible, have been fulfilled up to this point. Therefore, we can be confident that the ones that are not yet fulfilled will be fulfilled. The glass is being filled up. It's not being emptied out. But many who do not have that viewpoint look out on the human situation today. They are pessimists. They say time is running out, resources are running out, the population explosion is on us, we're not going to have enough food, the atmosphere is being polluted. They've got all sorts of attitudes which really amount to saying the glass is half empty. But from my point of view, being a student of the Bible and believing it, when I look at the scene in the world today, I can praise the Lord and say the glass is half full. God's purposes have been worked out to this point, and they're going to be worked out all the way. Well, today, in this connection, I'm going to point out to you a very important distinction that the Bible makes between two kinds of things, secret things and things that are revealed. Let me say that again. Secret things and things that are revealed. In Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29, Moses says this to the people of Israel, and this is where we see the distinction. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. So there are the two kinds of things. There are things that are secret, that God doesn't permit us to know. They belong to God. They're not our business. But there are the revealed things, the things which God has chosen to reveal to us. They belong to us, and we're responsible for what God has revealed to us. We're responsible to act on it, to obey it, to let it have its course in our lives in such a way that our lives follow God's plan for us. Now, one common mistake that's made in connection with looking into the future is that we become so busy with the secret things that we fail to obey the revealed things. And that's what I want to warn you against as we go on in the course of these studies. I want to give you two examples now from the predictions of the New Testament illustrating revealed things and secret things. First of all, I want to give you an example of a revealed thing, something that's clearly revealed in the New Testament. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. The words spoken by the angels to the apostles as they stood on the Mount of Olives looking upwards after Jesus had been taken up to heaven and they had lost sight of him. This is what the angels said to those men standing there on the Mount of Olives. This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Now that's a revealed thing. That's something we all need to know. It's something that should affect our lives. Now let me show you from the New Testament a secret thing, something that God has not made known and which we have no right to try to know. This is stated by Jesus himself in Mark 13, verse 32, which is a passage in which he has been sketching out the course that events will follow as this age draws to its close, and having given various signs or indications of the close of the age, and then having spoken of his personal return to earth, he says this in Mark 13, 32, "No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." Now that's a secret thing. The precise day and hour of the return to Jesus to earth are not known to anyone in the universe but God the Father. Not even Jesus the Son knows. He's awaiting the Father's signal to return. So if you ever meet anybody who claims to know the day and the hour of Jesus' return, you know that they're not in line with the Bible, because that's a secret thing that we cannot know.
What powerful teaching this is. I love the fact that Derek distinguishes between a secret thing, which is something Jesus told us we wouldn't know about, and a thing to be revealed, the things we ought to know. You know, we've spent a lot of time majoring on the secret things, like when Jesus is coming back, and not enough time majoring on the revealed things, the things that God wants to reveal to us by His Spirit. Can't wait for the rest of this. Derek's going to wrap this up in just a moment. Don't go away as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
As chaos spreads around the world, one thing is clear. Israel, and Jerusalem in particular, is increasingly the focal point of controversy, uncertainty, and strife on earth. Each day, a wave of anti-Semitism sweeps many parts of the world. You need to know what all this means, and more importantly, what you should do to be prepared. These are some of the reasons Derek Prince Ministries has released a new booklet by Derek Prince called Surviving the Last Days. This powerful little book explains how we should live in these last days. That is why we want you to have a copy free and postage paid. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order your free copy of Surviving the Last Days, 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Prepare for the days ahead. 800-448-3261. The call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to this great teaching by Derek Prince on facing the future. It's powerful, it's fascinating, it's stirring our souls. Let's get right to it.
Now, having said that, in Mark 13, Jesus continues with a parable which has an application for us. He says, "Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come." It's like a man going away. He leaves his house in charge of his servants, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back." Notice Jesus has said that three times in those verses. You do not know, you cannot know. You do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. In other words, be alert, be on the watch. Don't be found sleeping. Now in that passage, which is a parable, Jesus says that the landowner or the master who went away and left his servants behind him, left each with his assigned task. Each one had something specific to do during the master's absence, and the man who kept the door, his assigned task was to watch for the master's return. Now, this is true of us as Christians. As long as we're here on earth, we each have an assigned task, something that we're responsible to do, something that we'll be answerable to God for when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. What's very, very important is that we don't neglect the revealed thing, the assigned task, and get so occupied with the secret thing, the exact day and hour of the Lord's return, that we're delinquent. That when he comes back, we've omitted to do the things he commanded us to do, and we've been doing something he said we couldn't do, which is find out the day or the hour of his return. So as we continue with this series of studies, continually bear in mind the distinction between the secret things that we cannot know, the revealed things that we can know, and which we should act upon.
You know, when I listen to this teaching, I'm so moved by how necessary it is in our generation. I mean, Derek has always had this way of being solid and biblical and avoiding the extremes and setting the focus on our hearts and the way our hearts ought to approach biblical truth. Boy, do we need this in our generation. Let me just review a few things that he said that are so powerful. First of all, he says the Bible claims to predict the future with accuracy and authority. You know, this is so true. It's amazing how accurate the Bible is in terms of prophecy. And I know that sounds almost like, well, of course the Bible is accurate, but with time and again, science, archaeology, history confirms that the Bible is one of the most accurate, if not the most accurate predictive book in the world. Second of all, Derek says the Bible has a record of proven correctness in its predictions, extending over many hundreds of years. Absolutely. You know, I could just go off for the next 5 hours about how many archaeological predictions or statements the Bible makes, how many historical predictions the Bible makes that proved to be true, and no one would have anticipated it. In fact, at times, historians have even questioned the authenticity of Scripture, and then some archaeological discovery confirmed that the Bible was accurate. It's amazing, the literal accuracy of Scripture. And then finally, Derek says, the Bible distinguishes between things which are revealed and things that are secret. You know, one of the things that Derek said that I like so much is where he says, the Bible provides light for our feet and light for our path. In other words, it always shows us where to put the next step. I love the balance of Scripture and the way that Derek brings it out, of course. The idea being that you have light for the next step you need to take, but that God has not promised to show us everything we need to know about 50 miles down the road. In my opinion, and I think Derek is absolutely coming from this perspective, we Christians today have it almost backwards. We want lots of light about the end of time. We want lots of light about the big picture for down the road, but we're not as concerned about the light we need simply for the next step we're meant to take. The biblical perspective is, know God is in charge, know the big picture, but then also trust that God is going to give you the specific light that you need for the next step you need to take. This is such good, balanced biblical information, and I think it's also going to help us to be cautious about getting preoccupied with prophecy, preoccupied with specific predictions about the future. You know, prophecy was not primarily intended to feed conferences and feed dramatic predictions about the future. It was primarily intended to help people know how to live, because God was going to do X in the future. People should live in such a way in the present. That was what prophecy was meant to be. And that's why the prophets in the Old Testament are more about ethics and the conduct of the people than they are about specific predictions regarding the future. Boy, what a great thing it would be in this generation if we were a little less preoccupied with what's going to happen way down the road, but we were a bit more focused on how we ought to live now. Powerful stuff. Man, I'm so thankful for this material. Listen, there's so much more to come in the coming days. Be sure and be joining us over the next days as we continue in this Facing the Future series. There's lots of information for you to get on our website at derekprince.org. You want to be sure and gather that information about the show and what's happening with Derek Prince Ministries. But that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment now to get your free copy of Derek's insightful booklet, Surviving the Last Days. It's yours free and postage paid when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to order your copy of Derek's book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, for only $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.